But first, we turn to an update on Kate Kelly, the leader of a group that is trying to get women ordained in the Mormon Church. Excommunication is a word that we used to associate with people like Galileo, people who were a serious threat to the Catholic Church because of what they said. That word has come back this week because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has excommunicated Kate Kelly, and this time it also seems to have happened after what she said seemed to threaten the Church's teachings and beliefs. Kate Kelly is founder of Ordain Women, a group that has been pushing the LDS leadership to admit women to the priesthood. For now, anyway, she is a former member of the Church, and she joins us. Kate Kelly, welcome back to KNPR.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how did you get the news?
I received a letter in an email from my former bishop.
And you say former bishop. When we last spoke, you pointed out that the trial took place in Virginia at the area where you used to live and attend. You didn't attend the trial, I gather.
I did not. It was held in absentia.
What did you make that decision consciously, decide not to be there?
There were several reasons why I decided not to go, but my bishop in the email that he sent me informing me that the council would take place, he acknowledged that I had already moved, and he said that it was appropriate for me to participate in it via written record, and so I did make a written submission on my behalf. In addition to my letter, I sent a legal brief, and I also submitted over 1,000 letters of support.
This happened Sunday night into Monday, so you've had 2 or 3 days to digest the news. Now that time has passed, how do you feel?
I feel tired.
You had described the prospect as the prospect of facing a spiritual death. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, it was very strange. When I first received the email, I immediately started sobbing. I was at a board meeting of ordained women leaders, so we were all sitting around a table. I got the email. I started to read it out loud. I realized it was several pages long before I ever saw the word excommunication, so I knew that was a bad sign, and so I just started sobbing. We all kind of collapsed into a pile of tears. And I felt like I was in mourning of someone who had died, but that person was me, and I'm still here.
This whole process might seem unusual to non-Mormons. The church says you might be welcomed back if you drop the campaign to have women ordained. Do you look at this as something that's being used as something of a lever to get you to conform with church teachings?
I think what it's intended to do is scare away people who have questions and concerns and want to talk about those openly and publicly. But I think it's actually going to have the opposite of the desired effect. We've had a huge outpouring of support. We've had hundreds of profiles rolling in to the website ordainedwomen.org. And we've had just a really, really fantastic outreach among people who might have been on the fence before, but now through my disciplinary process, the inequity of the institution has been demonstrated, and the ways in which men and women are treated differently have been highlighted, unfortunately.
Now, this happened at the beginning of this week. Have you had any reaction in the last few days from the local church your family attends in Provo?
No, I haven't heard anything from any of the leaders here. And I doubt I will, because now that I'm no longer a member of the church, they will not receive my records.
Do you have any kind of a sense as to whether or not you will hear from members of the current church?
Well, we may hear from them because my parents are also being targeted right now. Their local leaders here in Utah have taken away their temple recommends, and my mother was relieved from her calling in the Women's Auxiliary, the Relief Society. And so they are being targeted for not stepping down from Ordained Women, not taking down their profiles, and continuing to support me.
What about other members of your group, Ordained Women? Will they too be subject to disciplinary action, including excommunication?
So far, no one has been called into a formal disciplinary procedure. And, from the church's perspective, that's probably not even necessary because the desire chilling effect has already taken place.
Last week, you told us you were prepared to stand outside the church because you were sure you were right. Do you still feel that way?
I still feel that way. I think I've acted with integrity at every step of the way. You know, it's not that I refuse to recant. It's not that I won't. It's that I am not able to live without integrity. I'm not able to pretend I think something I don't. I'm not able to keep blinders on my eyes and say that I don't see the inequality that exists between men and women in our church. So if the price I have to pay for my integrity is being forcibly evicted from my spiritual home, I still stand by telling the truth.
Hmm. So what now? Do you just attend as an outcast on Sunday mornings, or do you have to find a new church?
I'm not sure. Honestly, it's been, you know, just over 48 hours, and I'm still trying to process what this means for me. I am pursuing an appeal. I'll be appealing. In my case, since I'm a woman, I was excommunicated just by a three-person panel bishopric. So my next step of appeal is to appeal to the stake presidency, whereas if I was a man, my appeal would go directly to the first presidency of the church. But I intend to pursue that appeal all the way to the top.
Hmm. You told the Salt Lake Tribune earlier this week that you would rejoin the church when it accepted women in the priesthood. What will it take for that to happen?
I actually feel very optimistic, strangely enough. I feel like that in the future this will happen, and maybe we're not very far off. You know, before Black men received the priesthood, an elder in the church, N. Eldon Tanner, said that, and I quote, "The Negro will never receive the priesthood in this life." And so, and that was in 1967, and then they did in 1978. So indications and stark, you know, actions and comments from the church may indicate that we're closer than we think.
Hmm. The appeal probably won't go through by this Sunday. What do you expect to be doing this weekend?
I have 30 days to appeal. And so I am going to be pursuing that appeal. My mother actually is having major surgery to remove a tumor today. Hmm. So this weekend, we're just going to be spending time with family and taking care of her.
Hmm. At the beginning of the conversation, I'd alluded to Galileo. He famously recanted his declaration that the Earth orbits the sun and not vice versa. But the legend is that after he signed the declaration, he was heard to mutter, "And yet it moves." It was like he was recanting, but he wasn't recanting completely. Could you envision yourself in that kind of a situation?
Well, the stipulations in order for me to avoid punishment were very specific. It was take down the website ordainwomen.org and disassociate myself from the group that I founded. And I'm not willing to do those, but I would be willing to consider any reasonable suggestions or concessions. You know, we want this to be a dialogue. And so we understand that's a two-way street, that we, you know, we have to also be willing to be flexible. But we can't be flexible on the basic premise that men and women are not treated equally in our church.
Hmm. Kate Kelly is the founder of Ordain Women, a group that has been pushing the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints leadership to admit women to the priesthood. She was excommunicated by the LDS Church earlier this week. Kate, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.